cafe was empty.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The presidential race is focused on important Michigan today. Linda Kenyon reports.
In Grand Rapids, Vice President Harris spoke about the frenzied pace of the campaign and a recent report that former President Trump declined an interview because of exhaustion.
Well, if you are exhausted on the campaign trail, it raises real questions about whether you are fit for the toughest job in the world.
On the tarmac between campaign stops, Trump said he's perfectly fine.
I've given my health exams. I've also done cognitive tests twice.
Although Trump has not released a recent health report, while Harris has. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The federal judge in Trump's election subversion case released nearly 2,000 documents today, evidence that special counsel Jack Smith used to bring the charges. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Trump's team tried hard to get this thing pushed back until about a week after the election. The judge in this case, Washington, D.C. Judge Tanya Chutkan, rejected that argument and made an indication in her ruling that to hold back this information and criminal case information before an election would itself be a form of election interference.
The documents were heavily redacted. In Gaza today, there were prayers for the Hamas leader killed by Israel.
Allahu Akbar.
There is hope in Jerusalem that his death could mean hostages are released and the war in Gaza comes to an end.
I hope that this now makes it easier to end this in some way. I think there is a real desire to get the hostages out. And, you know, there has to be some way of slowing this down or stopping it.
Cuba was in the dark today, a blackout after a major power plant failed. The BBC's Stuart McIntosh.
The Cuban government has declared an emergency after a massive power cut led to the failure of supplies across the whole country. Officials said a fault at one of the island's main power plants had led to the collapse of the entire system. The government in Havana has already suspended all non-essential public sector services in an effort to conserve supplies.
Schools have been shut down and government workers sent home. The FCC says smartphones should be hearing aid compatible going forward by ensuring universal connectivity like Bluetooth pairing. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
While the FCC is establishing these expectations, it's also worth noting that the tech industry is increasingly trying to sell its devices as health aids.
A federal judge has delayed an order requiring Google to open up its Android app store to more competition. That until an appeals court can weigh in on a jury verdict that Google is an illegal monopolist. On Wall Street, the Dow finished higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha County attempt to discourage migrant resettlement was unanimously voted down by a county board committee this week.
We're going to state facts and not fear-mongering, because there's certainly fear-mongering, I believe, in this here.
Supervisor John Morrissey, citing his experience as a police chief and city administrator, opposed the proposal introduced by Supervisor Keith Gray. Waukesha welcomes Senator J.D. Vance on Sunday. The Trump campaign statement says they're intensifying outreach to Catholic voters with a Catholics for Trump event. It'll be held at a company based at the airport at 5. Racine will honor firefighter Max Baer at a memorial service in Memorial Hall downtown today. Baer, who died in a motorcycle crash, served with the Raymond Fire Department for 14 years and recently joined the Racine Fire Department. Wisconsin's U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde will meet for their sole debate tonight at 7. The debate will be broadcast on civic media radio stations across the state, locally on 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks preseason ends with a loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing in Dallas 109-84. Doc Rivers playing a lot of his younger players. What did he think of watching Giannis and Damian Lillard coaching the rookies?
I loved it. I loved it. I just think we got so many young guys on our team. The way they can be taught right is by obviously the coaches, but really the players. And when we have a group of guys that are invested in our young guys, I think that's going to pay dividends.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers play the Houston Texans Sunday, featuring quarterback C.J. Stroud. The Packers have 17 takeaways this season, the most in the NFL, thanks to new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley, who says they have a team meeting called The Ball, where all they do is talk about turnovers.
We're talking about it each week. It's not just talk. It's not like hearsay, like, hey, we're going to attack the ball and be good at taking away the ball. We've dedicated a whole meeting to it. When I was in San Francisco with the Niners, Kyle had me do that meeting every Thursday for 2 years.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high into the low 70s. Sunny, warmer, and upper 70s on Sunday. Temps stay above average to start next week, as highs stay in the 70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, here are some facts about kissing that will make you want to pucker up even more. Almost no other animals kiss. Well, chimpanzees do, but not with the kind of passion that humans do. Guys who think they are good-looking kiss more. Self-confidence goes a long way here. Women value kissing more than men do, and how we kiss with a partner makes us assess our relationship. If you kiss well together, chances are the love will last.
I was born in a drive-by hurricane. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I love you. Local news and timeless hits.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Going to the movies this weekend? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theater. See what's playing.
Well, there are two big releases, and the first one is the R-rated Smile 2. Picking up where the last film from 2022 left off, about to embark upon a world tour, global pop sensation Sky Riley begins experiencing an increasingly terrifying and inexplicable events. This one should be a great thriller at the box office for October. The next film is Goodrich, a rated R comedy. Michael Keaton plays Andy Goodrich, a man whose life is upended when his wife enters a rehab program, leaving him on his own with his young children. He ends up leaning on his daughter from his first marriage, played by Mila Kunis, for help. There is a lot at the box office for everyone right now. Go out and check out a movie for this weekend.
All right, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal, literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interests in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. so white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'm going to make way for Dick Graceffa and high school football, which is just minutes away. If you're headed to the game tonight, clear with a low of 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 69. Sunday, sunshine and 74. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
Oh! feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Kenosha Indian Trail Academy. It's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's our final regular season game, a Southeast Conference game between two teams trying to finish their season on a winning note. The Park Panthers enter tonight's game 1-7 overall, 1-5 in conference, versus Kenosha Indian Trail 2-6 overall, 1-5 in conference. Park defeated Kenosha Tremper 27-22 in their last contest. Kenosha Indian Trail was defeated by Franklin 49-7. Last year's game was won by KIT 28-0. The Panthers are led by Jalen Vaughn, who has completed 37 of 103 passes for 548 yards and 3 TDs. Their leading rusher is Jamarion DeLeon, who has rushed 58 times for 168 yards and 1 TD. Leading pass catcher is Juan Eastland, who has 20 receptions for 236 yards and 1 score. Leading rusher for the Hawks is Sam Gallo, who will also play quarterback tonight, who has rushed 117 times for 472 yards and 5 TDs. Their leading pass catcher is Luke Pelter, who has caught 23 passes for 269 yards and 2 TDs. My keys to the game as I see it, first for the Panthers, have to try and win time of possession. Vaughn must have a typical night as a field general and not get too flashy. And they must generate a pass rush on Gallo, who has multiple receivers to throw to. My keys to the game for the Hawks, They will try and expose the undersized Panthers with both the passing and running games, provide Gallo with pass protection, and he will be successful, and try to get Hawk runners to the edges. So with that, let's welcome in Dylan Dooley in our final regular season game. Can you believe it's been 9 weeks?
I know, it's crazy, Dick. We're already into week nine here, and 65 degrees, sunny day, barely a cloud in the sky. Can't ask for much better. I remember in my playing days, coaching days, refereeing days, 30, 40 degrees on week nine going into that playoff season. So can't ask for much better. Two teams here that are really trying to solidify the end of the season, I guess you could say, with momentum going into next season, something to build off of. You never want to end on a loss.
All right, so I will go down in the field, see if I can get a couple comments from the two coaches.
Thanks, Dick. You're listening tonight to high school football right here on DG Sports, also on WRJN 1400 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons to help us bring you this high school football event. We're supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community streaming live, covering all Racine City and County High Schools right here on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by our sponsors, Lingzon Lathrop, Sicko and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, and Docks on the Fox in Waterford. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troitler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. Once again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of this high school football event right here on DG Sports. Also tonight on WRJN. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. You can follow us there on the Mixler app to easily access the stream or to live chat with us during these broadcasts. That's DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County teams. We stream wherever you are. That's DG Sports. You never have to miss a game. Listen live to our game coverage, subscription-free, on the Mixler app. Download now from the App Store or Google Play. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, or if you, your friends, or family would like to hear the game at a later date, all of our broadcasts are archived at dgsports.mixler.com. Select the recording of your game of interest. Dick is standing down on the field, awaiting both Coach Morris Mattson of Park and Coach Paul Hoffman of Kenosha Indian Trails. Dick is standing by.
All right, joined by Morris Mattson, head football coach for the Park Panthers. Come off a win last week. We try to like to end the season on a winning note.
Absolutely, man. That's the goal. Every week we come in, and it paid off last week. The boys got a big win on homecoming weekend, so super happy, super proud of them, man. They were all invested all week, and a great win last week.
This is the second time we've had Park this year. Talk a little bit about the Panthers. Are you young? Has it been some injuries? What's happened this year to the Panthers?
Yeah, absolutely. You just look at our sideline right now. We got quite a few kids sitting on the sideline with injuries. So, yeah, we're banged up. We're extremely young. We got one senior on our offensive line, man, but, you know, he moved over to center. So our center from last week broke his tibia. But, yeah, the kids are invested. Kids are working hard, and they're working their butts off. So, yeah.
Looking forward to tonight. What are the keys to coming out with a win?
Just come out, right, and just sink to your levels of training, right? It's got to be fundamentally. We got to be fundamentally sound. ITA's got some phenomenal talent. I understand Perez is still out, but Sam Callow, man, he's a baller, man. So, but whether he's running the ball or throwing the ball, which he'll probably run a lot more than throwing. Just play sound defense, right? Move the ball on offense, and good things are going to happen for us.
So quarterback for the Park Panthers tonight will be?
Jalen Vaughn, man, he's an exceptional talent, man. He's starting to pick things up, right? We're running the RPOs, right? Just getting the ball to the playmaker's hands is going to be the key.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, appreciate you.
And while Dick is waiting for Coach Hoffman, I just want to apologize for some of the difficulties there we're having, if any static was coming through the field mic. The referees are wanting the team captains right away. And Coach is standing by with Coach Hoffman.
Joined by Paul Hoffman, the head coach of the Kenosha Indian Trail Hawks. Hey, coming off a tough loss last week, but as Park, you'd like to end the season on a winning note.
Yeah, you always want to win on a winning note. You know, last week, well, I mean, they're ranked for a reason. They showed it. You know, we played them tough for a half, and they stretched it out in third. But we've got good prep week this week. Guys came after, got after it all week long, and we're looking forward to playing Park tonight.
Now, we had this game last year, and I believe you pitched a shutout at him at Pritchard Park, if I recall correctly. I'm sure you'd like to do that again tonight.
I wish every week was a shout-out. That'd be great, yeah. But no, we're get a win. Find them any way you can. I mean, that's what we talked about all year long, and because wins are hard to come by, you know, and so you got to scratch, call any way you can, and a shutout would be awesome. I'd be glad with that, but, you know, let's go play the game.
Now, you've had some injuries. Perez was your mm-hmm. quarterback. You'll be going with Gallo tonight, I believe, who's also, yeah. I think he's your leading rusher.
Yeah, Sam Cowell's been he's been our number two running quarterback. He's taken snaps in probably every game in the last 2 to 3 years. I mean, even when we had LJ, him and those two would flip-flop out and this and that, just because he's been a Swiss Army knife for us offensively for 3 years. So we're not missing a beat, just kind of shifts more into one section what we do than the other section. And so, yeah, we'll be good.
All right, keys to winning tonight.
Control the line of scrimmage, win the takeaway battle, and time possession.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, that's Paul Hoffman, head coach of the Kenosha Indian Trail Hawks. Back up to Dylan in the booth.
Thanks, Dick. Once again, we're here tonight at Kenosha Indian Trail High School for this Southeast Conference matchup featuring the Racine Park Panthers and the Hawks of Indian Trail. Once again, our coverage of Racine County High School football is sponsored by Ling Sicko Gas and Convenience Store on Lathrop Avenue in Racine. LIEUNGH, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, your best choice for foot and ankle care in Southeast Wisconsin with 4 convenient locations. Frank DeCusto, a trusted name in real estate. First Weber Real Estate Services. Financial Service Group in Racine, their fee-only financial planning for your great life. Gordy Boucher, Lincoln, and West Dallas, they ride with you every mile, before, during, and after the sale. Roma Lodge, banquet and conference facility, offering the best in reception, meeting, and party services right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, creating personalized, world-leading technology treatment options for every cancer patient. Docs on the Fox Restaurant on Milwaukee Street in Waterford. Good food, good service, and a good time inside a fun, friendly, and casual environment. Again, you're listening to DG Sports, WRJN, 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine. We're streaming live on dgsports.mixler.com and wrjn.com as well. You can also find us on the Mixler app. That's DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County teams live. The coin toss is going on right now. The head official is talking to both teams' captains, giving him his directions, talking about what the expectations are from them tonight, and that they want a clean and friendly game. We are waiting for that coin toss. Coin has been flipped. Indian Trail won the toss. They deferred their option. Park will be receiving in the north end zone.
All right, so Park will get the ball to start our ball game tonight. They're dressed in their away white jerseys, blue pants with the orange trim, and nice blue numerals trimmed in orange, also very visible. The Hawks, they'll be dressed in their home black pants, purple jerseys, and the numerals, the black numerals trimmed in white. And as Dylan just said, they won the toss and they deferred. So again, both teams, as I talked to both coaches, would like to go out of this 24 season, Dylan, on a winning note. And we'll see what happens. Last year, as I mentioned to Coach Hoffman, they pitched a shutout against the Panthers. If you recall, we did that game at Pritchard Park, 28-0.
Yeah, we thought we were going to hit that running clock last year, and they weren't able to get over that hurdle. But it was a, I believe, cold and rainy night at Pritchard, and we have the exact opposite here tonight, Dick.
Yes, we do. So let's take a moment now to throw out some congratulations. We've got several of our teams that have qualified for playoffs. So let's take a moment to update our listeners on the latest. So in the Metro Classic, you got Racine St. Catharines, who goes after a perfect regular season tonight. They're at Shoreland Lutheran. Shoreland Lutheran needs to win that game to get into the playoffs. But Travis Wilson also projects that the Pacers could get in as one of the final qualifiers.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams on the bubble tonight. All over the state of Wisconsin, many hoping, especially those seniors on those teams, that their season does not end here tonight.
In the Midwest Classic Large Division, our Racine Lutheran Crusaders, they have qualified for the playoffs. Now, when we saw them, they were playing against Martin Luther. I believe they're, for football, they may be a D3 school, but didn't look too good that night, and since then they've been reeling off victories left and right.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of a turning point in their season. The coach had talked to us about playing a tough non-conference schedule. I mean, even the Crusaders, they looked really, really strong. So Martin Luther in that game as well. They've had a great turnaround season, and both teams are in the playoffs here.
All right, in the Southeast Conference, as many are aware, we've got Racine Case and Racine Horlick have both qualified, so nothing more to say about them. In the Southern Lakes, we have Burlington and Waterford. Union Grove is at Elkhorn tonight. This one's a tricky one, according to Travis Wilson. Union Grove could win, and that gets them in and eliminates Elkhorn, while an Elkhorn victory would leave them both on the bubble, and both very likely would get in with 3-4 records in conference.
Yeah, again, another bubble team. We've watched them this year. They kind of played down a little bit in that game, but we've seen, you know, many different teams this year, including them.
So again, to repeat, we have Burlington, Waterford, Racine Case, Racine Horlick, Racine St. Catharines, and Racine Lutheran have all qualified for the playoffs. So congratulations to all of them. They'll find out their fate tomorrow at 10 a.m. when the selection show will be conducted from 10 to 11 a.m. They'll go through all seven divisions, Dylan, and there's always one or two surprises when that comes out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Waterford, they kind of got that game last year where Burlington the whole fiasco with that. And every week, you know, I'm very excited to watch that show tomorrow. You and I will be going back and forth texting about where we're going to end up next week, what our matchups are across the area that we could potentially cover, and maybe a few surprises where you and I go, whoa, didn't expect this matchup. Whoa, didn't expect this team to be a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 6 seed. It's, you know, computer-generated system now. It is nice to a certain degree, but at the same time, it also creates different problems from when it was handwritten.
Yeah, so for sure, I think we can we can say with a lot of confidence that both Racine Case and Racine St. Catharines for sure in level one will have home games. The other teams will have to wait and see. There could be a couple more. Possibly Racine Lutheran could get a home game too, but we'll have to wait and see, because as you said, now that the computers have taken it over, a lot of crazy things happen.
Yeah, we were kind of shocked. A few of the seedings last year, when we had both the Burlington and Elkhorn athletic director on, they had talked about the seeding process and how, you know, maybe they have a few input decisions that they want to add on a Saturday morning that the computer, you know, maybe it doesn't understand that, hey, we just beat them last week. Why are we going on the road at their place? Same record, but yep, we just beat them, and now yeah, they have to. We have to go to them.
Yeah, so that's a that's the example that a lot of people, you know, a lot of people have used. And there was another one last year, Oak Creek was seated. I forget where they were seated, if it was third or fourth, and they had to go to one of the Milwaukee City schools, and they ended up having a running clock. Oak Creek beat them like 56-7. So
yeah,
I know. I mean, that makes you question versus having coaches in a room. And, you know, I know there's a lot of politicking that went on with coaches, but still, they know their teams. And, you know, if you get the coach from Oak Creek in there, I'm sure he would have questioned, you know, we've got to go play that game on the road.
Yeah, I mean, there's even been some discussions amongst different circles of people where, okay, MPS, for example, you have 5 or 6 teams that all have winning records, and they're all in the playoffs, yet week one, they all have 55+0. Is it really worth, you know, putting them in the playoffs despite that record? And that's, you know, somewhat controversial of an opinion, I guess you could say, but at the end of the day, if week one, a team wins 55-63-0, and then come week two, they finally play somebody's stricter opponent. Now they're going to either lose or it's a very close game. It kind of brings up that argument of why are there so many different teams in the playoffs as well.
I think more so than the computer, the one that comes up the most by the coaches is because of the geographic location. You have so many teams that got to play each other for a second time right away in level one or level two. I think that's what coaches bring up the most, is that, you know, come on, for example, it came up actually last year in the Southeast Conference. Franklin defeated Oak Creek in the last game of the season, and they were paired against each other the next week in level one.
I mean, look at the game we had last year in the playoffs. Mineral Point had to come all the way from Platteville to Racine to play a playoff game.
That is right. You are correct.
It was confusing. Mineral Point, I mean, that was a fun game that we had, but still, it's one of those where, okay, travel. You want to put teams together for travel sometimes, but other times, teams got to travel an hour and a half, 2 hours just to get there.
Yeah, so again, we'll remind all our listeners that go on DG Sports, the Facebook page, by Sunday. We'll have it up who we will be carrying the first week, and you can listen to that on Mixler.com or on WRJN AM 1400. They will be carrying the game also. So we got that information that they will be carrying the playoffs with DG Sports. So look for that. And again, we have to wait till they have the selection show tomorrow morning. And as Dylan said, we'll probably be going back and forth texting, but we've kind of got somewhat of an idea who will be carrying that first week. And it's interesting because things change. I mean, you can have, for example, you can have six, maybe even seven teams in the playoffs in level one, and you play that first round of games, and you're down to maybe two teams left, maybe three teams left. Hopefully it's more than that, but usually it shakes out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of the way things are. Luckily, the teams in our area kind of play a little stricter, tougher competition, so it's not so much of a reality check in week one. But, you know, we've seen teams like Catholic Memorial, their outsider area, they got shut out last week, losing their running back the week prior. Them going into the playoffs, playing a tough Division III, now, you know, who knows what's going to happen there.
Yeah, so again, we've got about 5 minutes to go till kickoff. Early kickoff tonight for Dylan and I. We're not used to 6 p.m. kickoffs. So just to let, again, our listeners know, once the playoffs start, we'll be back. Those are 7 p.m. starts, unless noted by the WIAA. And we've had that in the past where some games didn't get played on opening night or level two because of that four-letter word that comes in. Snow had come in parts of up north, and they never got to play their games that first night or second night of the playoffs. So we're going to pause now and for our national anthem, which will be played here very shortly. Colors have entered the field, and we'll go to midfield, and then we should have our national anthem.
choice.